This is news from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Good evening, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. A House committee passes a measure that caps out-of-state money to ballot measure question committees. The bill places that cap at $100,000 per entity until it's been recognized in the state for at least 4 years. State Representative Spencer Gosch sponsors House Bill 1216. He says the bill aims to keep special interest money out of the state.
I'm talking about out-of-state, zero interest in the state of South Dakota. And so what is their purpose? What would be the purpose? What is their motivation behind trying to change our laws, other than the fact that it's cheap to do so and we'd be an experiment? I think that money from people that are out-of-state drowns out the voices of people in-state.
Gosch sponsored a similar bill last year that failed in the Senate. He says he was counting on 2 votes in a Senate committee by senators who weren't there for the vote. Governor Dennis Dugard has indicated his support for the measure. Critics say it's unconstitutional and will likely face a court challenge. The House State Affairs Committee tables a proposed constitutional amendment asking voters to double the length of a lawmaker's term in office. House Joint Resolution 1010 extends the term for state lawmakers from 2 to 4 years. The idea also staggers when lawmakers are up for election. Representative Chris Carr sponsors the resolution. The Sioux Falls Republican says the measure strengthens the legislative branch and builds continuity of knowledge in the House and Senate. Representative David Lust of Rapid City opposes the resolution. The Republican says the current 2-year term keeps lawmakers accountable. There's a winter storm warning in effect for Harding County tonight through tomorrow night, a winter weather advisory for Butte County tonight through Friday morning, and winter weather advisories for the rest of the Northwest and parts of North Central, East Central, and Southeast South Dakota tomorrow through Friday. Cloudy skies tonight with light snow likely stretching from northwest to southeast. Lows from 0 to 20. Cloudy with snow likely tomorrow. Highs from the mid-teens to around 40.